retail liquor licenses awarded. I'm Paul Wallum with your news. At last night's Gillette City Council meeting, the council had consideration for the issuance of 2 retail liquor licenses. 3 businesses were considered for 2 available licenses, with Pizza Corello and the Farmers Co-op getting the votes they needed.
You know, if you look at all 3 applicants, they all deserve it, but you have to narrow it down to 2, and those 2 just won by their presentation, and I think it'll be best for the community.
That was City Councilman Kevin McGrath. Big Lost Meadery fell short in the voting, but did receive votes from Mayor Luis Carter King and Councilman Billy Montgomery.
Felt that Meadery downtown would have been better to use those licenses and bring in a little more business downtown. But the council spoke, and I'm pleased with the results.
An update on the possible transfer of a retail liquor license to Walmart is expected early next month. Tomorrow at Gillette City Hall will be the annual remembrance of fallen officer John Hardy. That ceremony is open to the public.
The city will be having a memorial for Officer John Hardy, who was killed in the line of duty in 1983. The ceremony will take place on the west side of City Hall at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Appreciate the public showing up for that.
Freshman enrollment at the University of Wyoming is expected to increase by nearly 200 students this fall. It would be the largest incoming class in the school's 130-year history. That's a look at your news for this hour. With your Basin Radio News Break, I'm Paul Wallum.